Utah's country leader, K-Bull 93. It's Matt Ramone here on the phone. I think Aaron Tippin is standing by. You still there?
Sure am, buddy.
You doing okay?
All good, buddy. Heck, man, just hanging in here like a hare in a biscuit.
It is so cool to be talking to Aaron Tippin this afternoon. Now, one thing that makes me a little jealous is that you're a pilot.
Yep. You know, I grew up around, my dad was a professional pilot. That's just kind of the family, part of the family tree, set of wings.
And before singing, I mean, you did this for a living.
Yeah, I never made it to the airlines. I was a corporate pilot. I did corporate work, and I did, you know, private work. I towed banners, you know, I did all kinds of things to make a living, ferried airplanes, you know, back and forth across the United States.
And you helped your boys get their pilot license. Now, do they want to follow in dad's footsteps and do music?
Well, the youngest one, yes. He's very interested in music. He sings. If he doesn't have a guitar in his hand and he's not singing and picking, he's out in the gym working out.
Now, I'm going to speak for a lot of people, but when you hear the name Aaron Tippin, there's one thing that pops in our mind, is military. You love these guys, you stop what you're doing, and you're right there with them on the other side of the world entertaining them as they fight.
Oh, man, you know, it's the guys and gals and the commitment they have to our freedom, man. It's awesome. You know, I'm one of the lucky guys that gets to go down range and entertain them. And very thankful to be able to say that. You know, I've been down range 9 times to see them, and all over the world and all over our country to entertain them.
And I tip my hat for you doing that. And you know what? Utah has a huge military presence, and a lot of them will be at your show tomorrow night at the Tooele County Fair. And in a matter of fact, I'm from Tooele, so I know a lot of gun-loving folks will be out there too because they know you love your guns.
I was raised around firearms. And my dad's a strong believer of the Second Amendment.
Same here. I'm a believer.
Me too. And you know, I really enjoyed it. I always enjoyed shooting, enjoy the outdoors, enjoy hunting. And, you know, so just part of my life and a part of our, you know, our heritage and our freedom. And, you know, I'm all up into the firearms.
All right. So let's talk about today's country. It sounds nothing. I get calls saying, that's not a country song. Why are you playing it? And I'm sitting here scratching my head thinking, you're kind of right there, because the stuff that we grew up on back in the 90s sound nothing like today's country.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. It is very different, you know. But, hey, man, they're obviously, they have a great audience, and folks are digging it. And man, I just, you know, I say more power to them. It's their day to let the sun shine on them, and, hey, let it shine. And, that, you know, it's interesting in the fact that country music goes a lot of different directions, and right now it's kind of in that bro country mode, and,
right.
and you know, different from what we did, like you say. But you know, the best advice I ever got in the music business came from Leroy Van Dyke, and I was complaining about country music being too pop, and he reminded me that he had been in the business for over 40 years at that time, and that he had seen the pendulum of country music swing 3 times. So he told me, just relax, Aaron, take a seat. It'll swing back your way.
That's great advice right there. Now, are you still finding time to write music?
Oh, yeah. That's still my passion. I think the day these old pipes quit working, I'll still want to write a song, because I love that. And it's the part of the music business that's pretty untouched. You know, until you turn that song into the publishers, man, it's your baby, and you get to live with it and make it every dream you wanted it to be, and that's just really cool. And songwriting always strikes me, and I love it.
You know what I love? I love the Aaron Tippin 25 album that you just released. 10 old hits, 10 new hits, and 5 cover songs. What inspired you to do the 5 cover songs?
Well, you know, I think folks have only ever heard Aaron do country music, and, you know, listen to me talk and listen to me sing, you might think that's all I can do. But if you'll check it out, you know, those 5 songs kind of show there's other sides to Aaron Tippin. And yes, country music, that's my heart. But, you know, it was fun doing this other stuff.
Well, we've been counting down the days to Aaron Tippin at the Tooele County Fair. Gates open at 7 o'clock. Jagertown will be opening up for Aaron Tippin, by the way. And what I've heard about you is that you just go with the flow. Sometimes you play an hour and a half. Sometimes you play 2 hours. How long are you going to play tomorrow?
Oh, man, you can never tell. You know, we get out there, and, heck, I don't know, usually 70, 90 minutes. Who knows how long? Might be 3 hours. Be careful.
Well, tomorrow, before the big show, we are going to do the Aaron Tippin flashback at 5 o'clock. We're going to play nothing but Aaron Tippin.
Hey, I'm loving it.
Aaron Tippin, everybody. It's an honor and pleasure speaking with you this afternoon. We'll see you tomorrow night at the Tooele County Fair.
Thanks, Mag. I'll see you there.
And if you want your tickets, I know Macy's is selling them right there on the main street in Tooele and at smithtex.com.